It was a cloudy and very windy day as thousands greeted the president from the parking lot of Cal Container, a manufacturer of corrugated cardboard items. Mr. Bush needs Wisconsin to win, and he knows it.
I believe if you're seeking the vote, you've got to go ask for it. I'm here to tell you I've got more work to do to make this country safer and stronger and better for every single citizen.
Bush touted the success of Cal Container's job growth and the state's.
The national unemployment rate is 5.5%. The unemployment rate in Wisconsin is 5%.
There were a lot of veterans in the audience, and Bush announced a new education incentive for those whose income has dropped when they were called to active duty.
My proposal will help correct that by substantially increasing monthly education benefits for all Guard members and reservists on active duty for more than 90 consecutive days.
Veterans have mixed feelings about supporting Bush's rival. John Kerry served in Vietnam, where David Sasola also served. But he doesn't view Kerry as a military role model.
I was in Vietnam for a whole year, or actually Southeast Asia, Thailand. He was there for 4 months. Actually, we were there at the same time. I know a lot of people, if they're going to base their candidacy on being in Vietnam, I know a lot of people are a lot more qualified than he is.
A different issue was on the mind of Michael Barone, a Catholic youth minister from Chippewa Falls. He stood with his young children for hours waiting to hear the president.
The Constitution clearly says life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. You can't have liberty or pursuit of happiness until you have life. So we're here as a pro-life family. There are six of my children and my lovely wife, Dana. And that's why we're supporting this man again for president.
The president's father visited Chippewa Falls in 1992, and Bush himself came here during the last election campaign. Bush lost, though, in 2000 to Al Gore by less than 6,000 votes.
You know, when I campaigned in Wisconsin 4 years ago, I said if you give me the high honor of holding his office, I would uphold the dignity and honor of the presidency. And with your help and with your hard work, I will do so for 4 more years. God bless. Thank you all for coming.
Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you all. Thank you.